created live on Fireside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Athletic Definition. This is the Merry Fitness Extravaganza, day 5 out of 31. Today, we're going to be talking about the 3 fitness motivational books that will be great gift ideas to give to anyone who's looking to get inspired or just trying to maintain being inspired. Of course, I'm always rocking the Christmas outfit. Got the beanie going on, got the jacket, and the shirt says, I can get you on the naughty list. So one of the things that people like to tune in is to hear bad Christmas puns. So I have a couple Christmas puns lined up, and then we'll get into the 3 books that I actually read this year. Well, one of them, I still need 3 more chapters, but I read them. I'll go over them, prices. This is not sponsored or anything like that. I just really liked these 3 books. I wish I had time to read more, but in 2023, looking to read more books and review them with you as you hop along. But of course, we got to provide you with the Christmas puns first. So one of the puns is, what do you get if you cross an apple and a Christmas tree? And the answer is a pineapple. Wrong button again. Oh, well. All right. Next one is, what does Santa eat for breakfast? He eats mistletoe toast. And they don't get any better, people. All right. So I know it could be tough during the holidays. Everybody wants to be in shape. But let me guess. You want to eat healthier for the holidays, but you don't know how to cook. Well, salads are easy to make. You don't know how to cook. You don't have to worry about burning them. And what? You don't know how to make a Caesar salad? Just take a stab at it. I had another salad joke, but I decided to toss it. And moving on to the books now. So as I mentioned, I read these 3 books this year. The first one that I read this year, well, actually, I didn't read this one. I did the Audible version of it. And it's Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. It came out in November 2018. And if you go back and you check out a couple of recent shows I did, I talked about how I followed him for so long before he became mainstream that I felt like I knew everything. So I felt like I didn't have to read that book. And then after listening to the book and the way the person he hired to basically read it, and then after they read the chapter, he would do a podcast version on the audiobook. It was different, groundbreaking as far as I know. No one had done it. And you get that extra insight. So it makes the book even more entertaining, besides the fact that it's just a remarkable story. If you don't know who David Goggins is, he's a retired Navy SEAL. He's the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete Navy SEAL training, Army Ranger School, and Air Force Tactical Air Control training. Besides that, the guy has at one time held the pull-up record. He went from like weighing like 280 to like 175, has completed a 100-mile race with broken shins. And I'll get into a little bit more, but I can't really not recommend that book. David Goggins does not consider that book as far as like a motivational book. It's like a blueprint for you to change your life. But you really have to ask yourself the hard questions. And a lot of times it's going to be like, okay, well, you don't want to wake up in the morning. You wake up in the morning. You don't want to work out. You work out, and you're just going to keep doing and doing the things that you don't want to do. And eventually, as much as you might hate it, you're going to start feeling pride within yourself, which maybe a lot of us lack because we just don't. A lot of times as well, you know, you're at work and no one's watching and you just may want to slack off. But to him, it's just like, it doesn't matter who's watching or who's not. It's because he takes pride in his work. And at one point in his life, he said he couldn't have done that. So I completely respect that. And I actually could say I could relate to that as well. If you are interested in buying Can't Hurt Me, it is a paperback at $17.99 and hardback is at $22 and change. The audiobook, they have different packages, so you're going to have to check Audible. The Audible book is great. as I mentioned. Actually, I reached out to David Goggins in the beginning of this year, last year, trying to get him on my podcast, and they actually sent me a free copy to get Audible. It didn't work for some reason. I ended up paying for it myself, but the whole fact that they even sent it to me, I was very happy. Then the second book that I read was Runner's High, and that one came out in April 2021. And I was lucky enough to have Dean Karnazes actually mail me the hard book. And I think I have it over there on my backpack. I don't know if I should grab it just to show it to you guys, but he mailed me the book and I started reading it. As I was reading it, I'm like, I can't see these letters anymore. So glasses are coming soon. They'll be here like next month. So what I ended up doing is I ended up getting the Audible book. And that's how I ended up hearing the whole Runner's High. They say like if you read any book, you know about 90% more than anybody else does on that subject matter. Once again, I've been following Dean Karnazes for a long time. In case you don't know who he is, I'm just going to go over a couple of the highlights because it's just remarkable the things he's done. He's ran 350 miles in 80 hours, 44 minutes without sleep in 2005. He completed the relay, which is 199 miles, 320 kilometers from Calistrome to Santa Cruz. So that particular one, I've heard about this race. It's a relay race, and most people get a team to run this relay race, but Dean Karnazes actually beat people who had teams of like, let's say 7 to 11 or 12 people, and he ran the 199 miles from the beginning to the end without really switching off in the relay like everybody else did, and he still beat a bunch of teams. He didn't come in first, but to me, like when you just hear that stat, like, okay, that's pretty amazing, 199 mile relay. But when you find out he had no one to pass the baton to and it was him, that's even more amazing. He ran a marathon in the South Pole, minus 13 Fahrenheit temperature without snowshoes in 2002. He ran a marathon in each 50 states for 50 consecutive days in 2006. He won the overall four desert races in 2008, and he's gotten like recognition from ESPN. He got the ESPY Award for Best Outdoor Athlete in 2007, Men's Journal Adventure Hall of Fame in 2007, just on and on. He's written multiple books, and I've seen many of his interviews, and I'm looking forward to finally, I've been trying to get him on for the show for about a year and a half now, just we're going back and forth. I'll eventually get him on, and hope if you haven't heard of him, definitely really good book. Once again, I felt like I knew him already because I've read his previous books and I've followed him for so long that I just thought I knew everything there is to know about Dean Karnazes. But this book gave me some really good insight, and it just had little nuggets here and there that I, as I'm listening to the audiobook, I stop and I put it in my notes and I write down like things that I found very informative, and also things that when I finally get you on the show, Dean, I want to ask you and follow up. Same thing with David Goggins. Some of the questions that I have, I watch so many interviews where I haven't heard anyone do these follow-up questions. So I'm interested in it. So the book is called Runner's High. Highly recommend it. It's by Dean Karnazes. I think he actually reads it on the audiobook. But I'll tell you the price in case you're interested in giving the paperback or hardcover. The paperback is at $11.79 and the hardcover is at $15.80. Christmas is around the corner. If you're going to get gifts and you don't know what to give that athlete that already has maybe every gadget, every sort of workout, from watch to workout equipment, books are always good. They're good to motivate you. And if they're not big readers, then the audiobooks, maybe get them like an Audible gift card, or I'm sure that they'll find that very useful. And then the third and final book that I have to recommend is this one. I still need three more chapters, but it's Never Finished by David Goggins. This one just came out on Audible on December 6th, and the book also just came out in December, so it's a really new book. And so far, from reading the first one, Can't Hurt Me, to working on this one. I got 3 chapters left. The audio book is good because he has the chapter, kind of like they did on the first one. Then he had a crucible section where they talk a little bit more about different things. And then they have, once again, like the podcast version. This one, he did an interview with his mom, you know, talking about, if you know about his life, how his dad was and everything else, then his mom's decisions impacted his life. So he finally gets to talk to her about her decisions and how long it took her to heal. And, you know, she's now 75 years old, and it's almost like, you know, if you know anything about David Goggins, he turned down $300,000 offer from a publishing company for advancement of his first book, and he turned it down. He decided to publish it himself. So the first company he went with, I think there was a movie made. I think, what was it? Lone Survivor. That movie, the guy who wrote that happened to be in the same Navy SEAL team with him. So that he referred him to the guy who helped him publish his book. He told David Goggins he didn't think that there was a market for it. And then David Goggins told a few other people. Those other people got him some publisher. That publisher offered him $300,000. He started thinking about it, and he said, this is my life story. It's worth way more than $300,000. And then from there, he basically turned it down. The guy was all pissed off at him. He took his life savings and put the money into it. And then he finally started making money. Right after that, he had, you know, I'm not trying to do spoiler alert, but he talks about how everything could be going right, and then just things will go wrong. And that's life. A lot of people don't want to upset people or children, and, you know, life doesn't care. You know, death will come, difficult times will come, hardships will come. So really, it's like, his training is always talking about, I'm not trying to win a race. I'm trying to prepare for life. I'm trying to prepare for the unknown, the unexpected, the difficult things in a race when you bonk and you're just out of energy. So how about training like that, so you're more prepared? The more you're prepared for it, if something like that were to happen, less chance of you freaking out. And also during things like tragedies within the family, they're going to be looking for someone with strength. And if you're more used to it because you're mentally strong, you've built your way up like that, then you could be that rock that they depend on during the hard times. And I know that because during the holidays, I've had family members pass away, so things can get tough. As it is, if you heard the show earlier, I had with a Rich Transformation Coach, during the holidays, you know, there's more drinking, there's more festive food, there's more parties, the gyms are more empty, so there's less activity going on. So it could be really hard to stay motivated. Books are a great way to do it. If you don't have time to read, now with Audible, once again, none of this show is sponsored. Another great option for you to be kind of listening, working out in your car. I try to listen to it in between. I'm almost done. Like I mentioned, that second book never finished. The Audible is about 11 hours. If you want to buy the paperback, it's $18.25. And the hardcover is about $29. So about $30. Once again, you need to act fast if you are going to get gifts and you're running out of time for it to be delivered to you, or maybe try going to a bookstore. These are some great options. Or once, as I mentioned, get them some gift certificates to Audible. I'll be coming back with other shows talking about other topics such as holiday drinking and other gift ideas. I'll be giving some more reviews of different products as far as fitness that everybody uses or could use at home. And then I'll show you bigger versions of, like, you know, one thing that I think is very helpful in one of the shows I'm going to do is on padding for mats. I have different types of mats, from yoga mats to like the jiu-jitsu mats to the smaller ones. I'll go over different prices, the benefits and drawbacks to each ones. I'll probably do that one tomorrow. But I just kind of wanted to let everybody know, in case you're interested in some books. I know I try and give you fitness tips. And if you missed the Christmas puns, you're more than welcome to check out the show on replay. It'll be out on podcast as well later on, available everywhere. Finally, I got the stream hooked up to YouTube. So the YouTubers watching, thank you, Twitch. That's been going on for a while. Thank you. And everybody else, everybody in the audience who hops in and out, and people who listen to it on the replay. My name is Coach Ray Z. This is Athletic Definition, Merry Fitness Extravaganza, day 5 out of 31. A few more to go, and I'll be caught up to day 9. And I'll be explaining why I missed a few days. And that is going to be the drinking episode, because we all know I've never tried to say that I'm perfect. I try and stay fit all the time, 57 marathons, martial arts, basketball, everything. But I'm not perfect, and I wish I could be as disciplined as David Goggins and other people, but I'm not. I just doing my best. I definitely, especially after, because I've been listening to David Goggins, and he's right about so many things, I'm going to say I'm pretty disappointed in, and I'll talk more about it in the episode about drinking, in myself, because really I was just devastated that I lost a whole day of inactivity. And it happens to a lot of us. And when I was younger, I'd be like, I'm never going to drink again. But, you know, well, I'll definitely get more into that. So be sure to follow me here on Fireside so you can get alerted when the next show will be. Thank everybody for joining. I'll see you next time, and happy holidays to everybody.